Welcome to Module 1. I am so happy that you all are here. It's something that I definitely ask that you congratulate yourself about. It's a program that will, without a doubt, transform you on a spiritual, mental, emotional, energetic level, also physical, because as a byproduct, when you shift your energy, you shift everything inside of your body. And these modules are going to be a combination of both video and audio. And the reason why I'm doing both this time is because I really wanted to have a visual component to this. So you'll see that the modules that I'm showing you actual healings, I'm showing you how specifically I do things in terms of my own healing work and what has really helped me to connect to my heart. That is going to be in a video form just because it's a lot easier to demonstrate that. And then there will be a lot of other audio modules just because I do believe that audio is less distracting. It gives you the ability to take notes while you're doing the module and also listen over and over again, maybe in your car or maybe while you're cleaning. I would ask that you try to stay really present the first time around just because there's a lot of really good information in here, a lot of different key codes, which is just energetic codes, healings inside of it. And when you're really present in that, a lot can transform within yourself. So like I mentioned, this is going to be an audio specifically. And this, I would say the first three modules are going to be more what some would call shadow work. There's a lot of deep work that is involved within these modules and within getting to the vibration of love. And when you actually focus on the deep work, on the shadow work, it helps you get really honest with the patterns and what's showing up for you over and over and over again, and where you may be contributing to some of it. And I believe that the best medicine is our own ability to see where the distorted energy is, to be able to look at it head on, say, you know what, this doesn't feel good in my body, this doesn't feel good in my soul, and have the ability to alchemize it and to clear it. And we all have this ability. We are all so powerful, you guys. And I would encourage you to not skip this deep work. I know it's really easy to want to go straight into, okay, I get it. You know, I want to really just raise my vibration, but I don't want to have to do all this deep work. And there's no doubt that you will shift, but you won't be as successful as if you actually look at these shadows head on and see where there may be some things that programming, constructs, things that you may have not consciously been able to see within yourself, or maybe you did know this about yourself and it's been something that you're avoiding, and there's nothing wrong with that. We all have our time and place where we decide that enough is enough and we want to come back to love. So the intention, as my intention is for all of my programs, is to raise your frequency. This one specifically to love or above. And in my experience, if my mental, my emotional, and physical, spiritual, if they're not all addressed together, it's almost like you're band-aiding a wound that is bleeding, and it's not something that a band-aid can address, right? It's something that actually needs surgery. It's something that needs to actually be addressed on a deeper level, and that's exactly what this work is. And you need to actually address the deeper wound rather than just, you know, kind of avoiding it, turning a blind eye, which again, this is no judgment because all of this work is what I have learned in my own experience. And, you know, one example that I thought of as I was creating this module is the example of maybe acne, right? I think at some point or another, as women, we've all experienced some form of not loving our skin. And with acne, with anything that is on the surface of our body, it's always starting internally. It's always something that is being manifest from either what we're consuming, maybe it's stress, it can be hormonal as well, and then that manifests on the outside. So you can go to a dermatologist, you can take all the acne pills, which I wouldn't recommend, by the way. You can do any type of a topical cream, and it may work for a while, but it's going to keep coming back. And so until you address the internal, the deep emotional, spiritual, and mental work, that is when things will start to change for you, and they'll start to change for good. And suddenly the things that were once being created in your life, maybe as chaos or just not feeling as much love for yourself, they start to disappear. It almost feels like magic, but then you realize, wow, I did this. I created this. And so once you begin to see yourself as a multidimensional and powerful being who can shift her frequency, you guys, this program is, of course, to raise your frequency to love, but it is also going to be a course on empowerment and reminding you of that. Every single one of us came to this planet and had our memories wiped clean, but we're all light, we're all source energy, we're all divine beings. And part of the reason why I was really called to create this course was to remind you of how powerful you are, to remind you that you don't need outsource circumstance. You don't need anything external to remind you of that. And I want everyone to get to a place where they don't need that any longer. And I want everyone to get to a place where they remember that every single day. And if they don't, if you don't for some reason, you have the tools to get back to that. So really just helping you to stop looking outside of yourself. That's really what it is. And to find the answers within yourself, find fulfillment, and begin to have trust in yourself, to live in more ease, to have more clarity, to have more love for yourself and for others. Because when you love yourself, you're going to love others. If you don't have that energy within yourself, it's really difficult to see the divinity in other people. Again, speaking from experience, I am very honest in these courses about what I've gone through, how I've overcame them. And again, constant work in progress. I am not quote unquote there, of course, but it's always something that I'm working on, but it gets a lot easier, I promise you. So this program was created for you to begin to see everything in a higher perspective. It's really to remind you to fully embody your divinity. You don't have to work towards being worthy. You already are. It's a remembrance. It's a realization if you've never felt that. And to help you get to a state of realizing that power, to operate from a place that feels good rather than operating reactively, rather than operating because something happens to you and reacting in a way that you're just not proud of and that doesn't feel good to you. And, you know, when you react based off of your conditions, what happens is this creates a wobbly vibration. What I mean by that is if you are leaning and you're needing to have a reason for you to be in bliss, to be happy, and you're always depending on something outside of you, aka social media, aka YouTube, anything that is not within yourself that you specifically create, you're going to have a wobbly vibration. And what I mean by that is if it's always based on your outside circumstances, you're never going to trust yourself. You're never going to fully say, I am in control of my reality. And when you start to get to that place, which I believe all of you will be able to get to, then you're in your knowing. And this whole program is dedicated to doing that. So you're not leaning on anything external anymore. You're not waiting for something to happen for you to feel love and for you to feel joy. You're creating it yourself. You're being that master manifester. You're really depending on you, trusting yourself, trusting your soul, listening to your soul, listening to your intuition. And anything outside of you is just a plus because you're actually beginning to be a mirror because you're changing your energy inside. And that's when you get to the frequency of love a lot quicker and it becomes your dominant vibration. So I wanted to cover all of that first before we actually dive deep into this module. Because it's really important. It's important to remind you, and I will consistently remind you throughout these next 4 weeks, that you're worthy of feeling everything that you desire to feel. You're worthy of having everything that you desire to have. And the only difference between you and someone else that you may see has that is they have decided it. They have decided that they are worthy. And then once you do that, the floodgates open up, which is a great segue into this topic, because I believe that, you know, one of the ways the most powerful ways, and I don't mean that in a good way, one of the most powerful ways that gets you out of a state of love is comparing yourself with other people, is comparing your life with someone else's highlight reel and judging your journey in comparison with someone else's. And I say highlight reel not in a judgmental way. I say that because social media is not something that you ever want to completely believe in full-heartedly. You know, before I ever post anything on social media, this goes for stories or an actual post, I always set the intention, like, what is the reason why I'm posting this? Is this love? Is this fear? And I will say, and I know not everyone's the same, but in my own experience, I don't like to post anything if I'm not in a good energy. And there's a couple of reasons for that. I don't want to do that because I don't want to project out my energy that I'm feeling. I want to clear that first, which again, I'll give you the tools of how to do that. And also, I don't want to pretend. I don't want to put any type of fake energy out there. That's not what I'm about. And there's a lot of inauthenticity on social media right now, which is, we're going to talk about that in this module because I think it's really important. And it's something that I have had to work on a lot. You know, speaking of sister wounds, which is part of what we're going to talk about, I have had a lot of, I guess you could say, issues with female relationships where I've had women betray me. I've had a lot of things happen in this lifetime. Definitely don't feel resentful for that anymore. I've done a lot of work through that. And a lot of it was forgiving them, which I know is so hard to hear because a lot of times you have so much anger towards that person. And maybe it's a male, it applies to the same thing. But it's really just forgiving them for yourself. And the sister wound is very real. It's something that once you clear, and again, it's a constant work in progress, things get a lot better. And this is something that I have personally had to really work through in my own life. And I can assume and imagine that a lot of you are currently working on this. And this is something that is definitely a module that will help you to work through that. And again, the reason why I'm starting with this topic instead of any other type of shadow work or forgiveness for yourself is because I found in my own life that I can do all the energy healing, the vibrational work, I can read all the books, I can listen to Abraham Hicks until my phone dies. But if I'm still using social media to compare my life to others, it immediately takes me out of my vibration. And that is something that I have worked very hard to attain. That is something that I focus on daily. That is something that I won't compromise. And it's something that I am very aware of consciously now, that this one thing, comparing myself on social media, is the one thing that will spin me out. And the reason why I'm being so honest about this is because, again, I know that a lot of you can probably relate to that. In fact, I know you can because I've received messages from a lot of you on this. And, you know, it's so funny to me because I can receive a maybe not so nice DM on Instagram, or maybe someone leaves me a bad review on my podcast. Maybe I have an argument, but you know, I can bounce back from those really quickly. I seem to be very resilient because I've really worked on that. But when it comes to on social media, going down that rabbit hole, I'm kind of done at that point. And so the way that I've really healed this and the way that I've really overcome this is I don't give it attention anymore. And what I mean by this is not an avoidance mechanism. This is more of, I have decided that I am not going to spend my time. I am not going to spend my life on social media. This goes for me posting my own content. This goes for doing videos. This goes for even Facebook. I'm using Instagram because that's probably where a lot of you can relate, but I have just decided that I'm not doing it anymore. And I shift any type of comparison energy to getting excited for others if I so happen to see what they're doing. If for some reason I get on social media and something pops up, one of my friends of mine, and she got X and I've really been wanting X, I get excited because I know that anything that I dismiss, I judge, that's really telling the universe that I don't want it, that it's not for me, and I do want it, right? And so I don't watch any stories anymore. It's very rare that I will scroll. And again, the reason for that is a couple of things. It's I don't want to compare my life to other people's highlight reel, which we don't know is real or not, right? There's a lot, again, of inauthenticity on social media, which I don't want to get too much into, but there's a lot of people who do buy followers and who do buy comments, which is crazy to think about, which is something that I intend to never do. And I hope that you guys can stay in your lane and really just focus on, you know, the people that you are serving. But there's a lot of inauthenticity, and I don't know what's true or what's not. So all I know that I can do is focus on myself. I know that I can stay in integrity and I can do all the things that's best for me, but I'm not going to go looking to compare myself to anyone else. And when this happens, you guys, because I know it's very easy to allow this to happen, I know that it can happen when boredom sets in. This can happen when maybe you're frustrated. It's a form of checking out. It's checking out, saying, you know, I don't want to live my life anymore. Let's go see what everyone else is doing. And a question or questions that you can ask yourself when this occurs is, what is this bringing to my life? When you catch yourself, again, very consciously say, okay, wait a second, I've been on social media for now 30 minutes doing absolutely nothing. What is this bringing to my life? How is this adding to my life? And I want you all to pause and ask yourself the same question. Are you just unconsciously, mindlessly scrolling because you're bored? Are you intentively looking for something? Maybe you're looking to, maybe something's happening in your life and you're really looking for advice. And a lot of this, all these questions are going to be in the worksheet that you'll see attached inside of Teachable in this actual module. So make sure you guys definitely do that work. But take a second to reflect on this. And, you know, taking an hour to compare yourself to other women on social media, has that ever added to your life? And I'm not being any way facetious or witty or sarcastic. I really want you to ask yourself that. And these are the questions that I've had to ask myself many times, trust me. And I do still catch myself, and it's very few and in between now. And I'm grateful for that, because I have been very conscious when I've been going on social media. But this is something that will for sure take you out of the frequency of love and joy. And the reason why, again, I'm doing this first is because the last thing that I want to occur is people in this group, these amazing souls in this group, start to feel so amazing, and they start to feel free and have so much clarity and ease, and they go onto social media for whatever reason and it takes them completely out. And when you pay attention to others, you forget to live your own life. You then start running a race that you're never going to win, by the way. If you're trying to compare yourself to other people, why so-and-so has this much money, or why so-and-so has this great of a relationship or a better car or a better house, someone will always have something better than you. That's something that I actually learned when I was dancing in high school. It was, you know, I'm a Leo, so very fiery energy. I'm naturally a competitive person, and I always wanted to be the best at everything. You know, I was a competitive swimmer, a track runner, and dance for some reason was that thing that I just always felt so competitive about. And I can't remember who told me this, but it was that, Taylor, like, someone is always going to be a better dancer than you, more flexible, have better turnout. If you're a ballerina or have done ballet, you know what that means. And I had to really just get over it and say, you know what, I'm going to do the absolute best I possibly can, and I can't keep focusing on other people. And so when you start spending more time and energy immersed in someone else's life, that again, may or not be true. It could be a highlight reel. It could be 100% real. That's something that, again, you know, you can't judge because you have no idea. You start to lose the appreciation and gratitude of where you are and how far you've gone. I can promise you that when you spend more time on other people, you start to lose that congratulations for yourself, or that, wow, I've really come a far, far way, right? I mean, I can say, even for myself, you know, with COVID and the way that 2020 has gone, there has been a lot of breakthroughs that I have had. And a lot of it, you know, has been forced in a sense, because a lot of us are being more forced to go within. And I thought I had really great self-awareness before, but it's just really skyrocketed. And when you start to see these things happen, and when you stop celebrating yourself and you're instead seeing what everyone else is doing, you feel behind and you feel like everyone else has it figured out, and you start to shame yourself, and you start also to compare yourself just to everything around you. And you guys know what I'm talking about. This is that rabbit hole. And so this, we're going to talk more about forgiveness, shame, guilt in one of the next modules, but this is something that I think is absolutely crucial to focus on right now. It's crucial, critical, especially in the way things are, where, you know, you may not have as much going on, let's say, you know, to do because of everything being closed. So you want to make sure that you're not pedestaling people either. You want to make sure that you realize you're your own hero, you're your own guru. And, you know, ask yourself, where am I giving my energy? You know, imagine, this is something I think about all the time, and it really, I think, checks me in a way and gets me back to my heart is, you know, imagine if you were to look God, source, energy, whichever you choose to call, in the eyes when he asks you why you emulated someone else's life when he specifically made you unique and different. That is something that I always remind myself of all the time. You know, we're all created so differently and on purpose. This is not an accident, right? There's a reason why we all look different. No two people look the same, and they shouldn't. No two people should act the same. No two people should have the same mannerisms. No two people should have, you know, you name it. But yet we sometimes, most of it's unconscious, we unconsciously compare ourselves to other people. And so if that helps you, I would recommend reminding yourself of that, that there is no one like you. There is no one who is going to have the same gifts, talents. And I don't mean that in a physical way. I mean that in the way you speak, in the way that you act. You know, I mean that in the way that you are, you know, really living through your soul. And, you know, to really start paying attention to how you're treating yourself and where you're giving your energy to. Why are you giving your energy to other people instead of yourself? That is the deep work. That is the deep question that a lot of people don't want to face. And, you know, I've had to journal through this, and I'm going to give you guys a lot of journal prompts for working through this, but really asking yourself, like, where is it that I'm going unconscious? Where is it that I'm just checking out of my life? Is there a specific thing that's happening when this happens? And, you know, being controlled by comparison, and I call it competition energy, which that's what it is. It's an energy that you can decide to tap into or tap out of, quite literally. And it's really that shift. It's that shift in mindset of saying, I'm not doing this anymore. You know, I've done this all of my life. It doesn't matter if you've done it all your life or you just started realizing it within the last 3 months, you can shift it. And so ask yourself, you know, how is this helping my life? You know, how is paying attention to someone else going to add to my life? And that's where you take inventory. That's where you audit. You remove certain things. You know, I have said this over and over again, which is just so funny, the irony of it. But, you know, if you're feeling like you're comparing yourself to someone on social media, or you're not feeling great in their presence, and by presence, you're feeling their energy, it feels off to you, it doesn't feel authentic, unfollow. You know, like, they're, even if it's a friend, you know, that has been probably the toughest for me. Just being honest, you know, when there's a girlfriend that I've been friends with for years, or maybe even since childhood, where I'm like, I can't risk my own energy. And that's where, you know, a lot of people pleasing boundaries, which we're going to talk about, comes into play, just to being really discerning with your own energy and discerning with what feels good, listening to your intuition, and, you know, learning that there's nothing wrong with that. It's part of life. As you guys rise up in vibration, this is going to, you're going to see this shifting a lot. And I don't say that to scare you. I say that to get excited about, because there will be rearranging happening in your life because people are not on the same wavelength anymore. If you're consciously, consistently working on yourself, on your energy, on raising your vibration, and others aren't, that there's no judgment in that. They have a decision too. They can at any moment decide that they want to work on themselves, but if they're not, and you decide to keep them in your energy field, they are going to pull you back, and you're going to feel like this roller coaster of emotion. And been there, again, no judgment on this, definitely been there. But throughout the past, I would say 3 or 4 years, I have been really conscious of this and I have really audited my life. So start to audit, inventory everything around you. This isn't just on social media. This is who are the people you're engaging with via text. Who can you unsubscribe from emails that you're receiving? Can you see what's in your house? You know, Marie Kondo, a few things. And those of you who have taken my other programs, I talk about that more in depth. But where is it that you're distorting your own energy field? And I will remind you, your energy is your own responsibility. So this is where a lot of tough love comes in, but I think it's necessary because a lot of the transformation that I have made have been from courses and coaches and mentors who have given it to me straight and saying, this is what I'm seeing. I'm hearing you say one thing and you're doing something different. What's that about? And that's like that, oh shit moment. Like, oh, I just got called out. And so I'm lovingly calling you out and asking you, like, please understand that your energy is your own responsibility. It's no one else's. That's where just taking full responsibility for everything in your life is such a huge thing. And, you know, it's something that gets easier about saying, okay, where am I seeing things show up that are not necessarily something that I desire? And, you know, really looking into that. And then once you guys have done this, once you've taken inventory, you know, that's when you really start to appreciate everything that you have. You start to appreciate how far you've come. You know, you learn to love yourself of, you know, where you are in this specific moment. You understand that your journey is not somebody else's. And I will probably continuously tell you that over and over and over again because it's a great reminder. I remind myself of that over and over again. I don't love the phrase stay in your lane. You can think of something. I'm trying to think of a phrase that is the same, but, you know, just really put that energy towards yourself. You know, outside energy will really throw you off if you allow it to. And, you know, fortunately, I will say that this is a good thing. You know, there's not much going on right now in terms of gatherings, parties, going out to dinner, things like that. So this is really a great opportunity to, you know, log off of social media. If you feel like you need to take a break completely, delete the app for a couple of weeks. I did that back in November and it was absolutely amazing. I think I had more manifestations come through than I ever had because I wasn't distracted. I wasn't distorted. I wasn't comparing myself to anyone and I was just focusing on me. So just know that the place that you're in right now is perfect. I want you to release all shame in that. We're going to talk about that more in other modules. But just know that admiration and jealousy and envy, that can take you out of your vibration so quick, you guys. And so I want you to, again, to be aware of this, to be conscious of it. And, you know, start to really ask yourself, you know, what are my own desires? And where am I watering someone else's life and not my own? Where am I, you know, being that cheerleader for someone else and not really owning my own life? You know, where am I constantly going for advice or, you know, support from someone else when I need to be really consciously creating my own life? Reflect on that. And, you know, when someone accomplishes something, I'm just going to give this as a reminder again, something that you desire, maybe it's something you've been working towards for years, maybe a few weeks, you know, either energetically or reach out to them, get excited for them, because that's going to magnetically attract everything that you want to you. Instead, if you don't do that, you're going to repel it. You're just going to push it away. And again, this is something that I've seen in my own life. I feel like when I am really focused on this consciously, manifestations come through a lot more. Miracles happen. I just feel like, you know, just a lot of synchronicities occur. It's like that alignment, like no other. And what you bless, you guys, will always bless you back. Always, always, always. So if you're constantly sending people love and congrats, and I don't mean get on social media right now and start commenting on everyone's stuff, like be genuine about it. But what you bless will bless you back. And if you're in disappointment and you're in jealousy that certain people obtain X, and then, you know, that's going to tell the universe that you don't want that. And it's going to quite literally repel that. So we're going to talk more about judgment in other modules, judging yourself, judging others. And it's really, really important to know that everyone is divinity in form. Everyone is Christ consciousness. I call it rose pink crystal quartz. That's the term we use in alchemy. And we're all created with love. No one person is more special than the other. That's the truth. And even though it may seem like that because you're getting caught up on people who have followers and so-and-so has this much more money and they have this great relationship, just know that that's proof that you can have it too. And when you begin to program your brain to remind you of this, and this is where repetition comes in, you guys, I cannot reiterate this enough, it gets so much easier. It just becomes a normal part of your life. You check yourself quite literally. You snap out of it when you start having thoughts that are taking you down the rabbit hole, or when you're getting on social media and comparing yourself. And you start calling yourself out when it comes up, and you literally change to a new energy and you get excited. You get excited for someone else because you know that that is just proof that you can have it too. And so I have created some exercises for you guys to really journal through. I would highly recommend that you listen to this first. And obviously you're listening to this if you're hearing me say this, but I've had people tell me that they did the exercises first and then they listened to the module. Not that it won't be as beneficial, but I really do feel like it will help you to integrate a lot more. It'll have more context to it. So definitely take some time to do this in a quiet, safe place where you're not going to be interrupted, and get really honest with yourself. Get really real. You can print these out if you desire. You can download them. You can type them out. You can do it on your phone. There's no right way or wrong way to do it. If you feel uncomfortable, like, oh my gosh, someone might see this, then write it out and delete it after you're done, or email it to yourself, put it in a safe place. But these exercises will absolutely help you to move through this. It'll help you to remind you of how powerful you are and that you are a person who deserves love, to love yourself, to love others. And even though this isn't the fun part, I guess you could say, of this group, you always have to do the deep work. You know, the deep and shadow work is what will shift everything for you. If you don't acknowledge it, you can't change it. If you don't realize that it's there, it's very hard to actually change it, because you're going to have this underneath energy that is constantly manifesting for you and you're not even aware of it. So I encourage you all to do the deep work, do the things that may not feel comfortable right now. And I can promise you from experience and from coaching now hundreds and hundreds of women, this is what will shift you. This is what will create that change that you're looking for. And I'm just really excited for all of you to go through this program. We have a lot more. So that is the reason why I say, when the modules are released, you know, either that day or the next day, you know, or just that specific week, make sure to try to get through all of them, because I know how easy it is to put it off and then all of a sudden you're overwhelmed and then you do nothing. And that is the absolute last thing that I want. I want everyone to get what they came for. I want this to be a very even energy exchange where you invested in yourself and you receive what your soul is needing. So please let me know inside the group if you guys have any questions. I created that private Facebook group just for that reason, that if you have something that was confusing, you want me to clarify something, there are no dumb questions. I would rather you ask than not ask. And I can promise you that if you have that question, someone else has been curious and maybe too afraid to ask it as well. So sending love to you all. I'm excited for these next 4 weeks, and I will see you in the group.